From Boston Harbor we set sail. The wind was a blowin' the devil of a gale. With the ringtail set.
And now to another fish in the sea. Okay, well, actually, this one's at the State House, not in the sea. Massachusetts has some unique maritime traditions, from Gloucester's greased pole to Provincetown's blessing of the fleet to Boston, where last week a wooden fish made its way from the old State House to the new State House.
There it is.
Sound there of the procession from State Representative Lindsay Sabados's Twitter. Now, if you listen closely there in the background, you could hear folks chanting, codfish, codfish. And the codfish they're chanting about is the sacred cod. It hangs above the Massachusetts chamber for the House of Representatives. And here with us to explain the history, the storied history of the sacred cod, none other than WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown.
It's more like a legend. The fish, not me.
Legend Steve Brown is going to tell us. You and I have been talking about you telling us the legend of the sacred cod for years
and
now.
And finally we're going to do it.
All right, so we're going to start with a quick round of true or false.
Uh-oh.
All right, so true or false, the sacred cod that was paraded from the old State House to the new State House is the original sacred cod.
Nope.
Okay. An iteration of the sacred cod was stolen or kidnapped by members of the Harvard Lampoon.
That's true, and that's one group that stole it.
So there's been more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Stinkers. The holy mackerel is the same as the sacred cod.
Nope.
Okay, and scrod stands for sacred cod.
I don't think so.
Maybe, I think, is the answer on that one. All right, so let's pick it up from there. Why do we have a sacred cod, Steve?
It's as you say, it hangs in the House chamber, and it's an homage to the fishing industry, which was so key to the Massachusetts economy back in the 1700s. It was so key that they felt, you know, we need to honor that, and the fishing industry is still a big thing here in Massachusetts. Maybe not as big as it was back then, but, you know, you have New Bedford, you have Chatham, you have Gloucester.
We have a whole cape named after it.
We have, exactly. So the cod is revered here in Massachusetts, not to take the name of another historical figure there, but it is honored, and the Massachusetts legislature has chosen to do so.
Now, we have other products from the sea, for example, lobster that we know we associate. Corn on land. What was it in the early days about the cod in particular?
I think it was so plentiful. And that's one of the things that I'm hearing now is that, you know, you go fishing off Cape Cod, it's unusual when you catch a cod. So it was so omnipresent back in the 1700s that it was everywhere, and that was the main staple at that time.
So let's stay now, Steve, with this idea of omnipresent, because now we have this sculpture of a cod, a big sculpture.
It's wooden. It's a little bit larger than life size.
Yeah. And we're in our third iteration of that.
That's right. The first one hung in the old State House, and I guess it burned. The old State House burned in 1747. And the wooden cod burned with it.
Pretty much everything.
Everything. They put a second one up, and then you have this thing, the Revolution, and the Redcoats supposedly took it. And I don't know what they did with it, but...
So let's stop there for a second, because I have two questions you may or may not know the answer to. And it is true that it seems nobody knows for sure that the British took it, but are assuming, and nobody knows what happened to it. Was there a nefarious fire in 1747, or was it just an accident? We know?
I don't know that for sure. You know, it was early on. We were still a colony. You know, things were made of wood. We lit with gas lights.
And had very little fire.
And exactly. Yeah. So there were a lot more fires were much more common back then than they are now, thankfully.
Okay. And this is another thing that I learned in this, which is that during the Revolutionary War, and of course the State House then probably technically wasn't a state house because we were still a colony.
Right. I guess they call it the townhouse.
But the British soldiers actually boarded in the building at one point during the Siege of Boston, I believe.
Right. And prior to independence, Massachusetts was a colony, and the governor was appointed by the King of England. So our government, our state government, was really an offshoot of the British government.
All right. So now we get to a point where we, as a Commonwealth of Massachusetts, what then a colony, were so dedicated, we'd put two of these up, right? This sacred cod. And I'm assuming the sacred dimension, Steve, probably harkens back to our Puritan roots as well. Bart Tachi, our producer, pulled a quote from Samuel Eliot Morison, 1922. He's a historian that said, Puritan Massachusetts derived her ideals from a sacred book, her wealth and power from the sacred cod. So how do we wind up with a third 5-foot wooden sculpture of a fish?
Well, you know, it's like, well, we've always had this cod, and, you know, the first one burned down, the second one was stolen by the Redcoats, we need a new cod. So they created a new cod, and that one hung in the old state house for a period of time. And then when the new state house, the Bullfinch Front, which was built in the late 1790s, I believe it opened up in 1798, the new Massachusetts legislature under the new Massachusetts Constitution, which was founded in 1780, was the Massachusetts Constitution. Of course, you had independence in 1776 in the United States Constitution. So this is all new government. We've got this brand new building designed by Charles Bullfinch with the big dome on the top and everything. Let's move on up there and set up shop in the new state house. So if you know the front of the state house, the brick part, the chamber in the middle was the original house chamber. The room off to the side, which is now the Senate reading room, that was the Senate chamber. And then you had the governor's office and the governor's council, where it still is to this very day. So they moved that up. They brought the sacred cod that hung down at the old state house, hung it up in the new house chamber, and that's where it stayed for about 100 years.
Until
they built the Brigham edition of the state house, which was around 100 years later. So call it the late 1890s. They build the Brigham edition, which extends two blocks back from the front of the state house. And there's a new house chamber built there. So they build the new house chamber. The house members move out of their rather crowded chamber in the front, move to this much more spacious chamber in the back. And I am told, I've been a state house reporter for a long time, but I wasn't there then. Just to clear that up, I'm told that they went in and they said, hey, we cannot meet. We can't meet because we don't have the sacred cod. So some of the members found, because, you know, the place was still being built at that point, they found an old wheelbarrow, and they went back to the old chamber, which was going to become the Senate chamber and is now the Senate chamber. They went back to that. They took the cod down off of wherever it was hanging in there, had a little procession from the old house chamber
to the new house chamber. I'm picturing it with the wheelbarrow and everybody marching behind it.
I've heard this from Senator Bruce Tarr, who's the senator from Gloucester, and he says that one of his ancestors was one of the members that took part in this. So he's, you know, if you want to know more, you're talking to me. You want to talk to the expert. Senator Tarr come in. He'll tell you all about it because his family was involved with that moving the sacred cod to the current chamber, and that's where it hangs.
All right, let's do another lightning round.
Okay.
Does the Senate have a fish?
They do. They do.
What's it called?
Developed a name. It is part of the chandelier. If you look at the chandelier that hangs over the Senate chamber, which is directly below the Golden Dome, if you draw a line right from the top of the Golden Dome straight through, it will come right through that chandelier into the Senate chamber. There is a codfish in there. But over the years, that codfish has developed the name the Holy Mackerel.
Because, of course. Okay, so a couple more quick questions on this. So why did we have a replica of the actual sacred cod, marching through the streets of Boston last week, wrapped in a Revolutionary War era flag with a drum and fife corps.
Yeah, that was to replicate the moving of the sacred cod from the old State House down on State Street up to the new State House, which is over 225 years old. Only in Boston do you have the new State House.
It's 225. And it was to mark that 225,
yes.
Right? Do we do that like every quarter century?
I don't know. I was around 25 years ago. I don't recall. They have processions and things like that. Unfortunately, I was working on another story in the office, and I heard these fifes and drums and what have you, and I was tied up with what I was doing, and then by the time I went out into the hall to see what was going on, they'd vanished.
All right, we're talking about the legend of the sacred cod here with WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Let's talk about fish thievery, because in the 20th century, I find this just a little interesting anecdote. This cod, is all a way for us to understand Boston history. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the thievery that happened in the 1900s.
Yeah, there were college pranks. It was the Harvard students took the cod in 1933. And kidnapped it, or codnapped it, as you said earlier in the introduction. Eventually, at the time, as is now, there's a lot of connections between the legislature and Harvard.
But people went up in arms, right?
Oh,
Steve,
yeah.
Like, it was a big deal. They dredged the Charles River looking for it.
They did. And, it eventually somebody, came clean and said, all right, here's the thing. They came back. I guess some of its fins were damaged. So they had to fix that. I'm aware also of another situation where it was stolen more of as a political protest. Some UMass Boston students wanted more funding for the school, so they were able to get in there and take it. Happy to say now, I think it's pretty safe there. They keep the chamber locked up. Where it hangs at the back of the chamber. But if you are in the gallery, in the visitor's gallery to observe, you're basically looking right at it. That's as close as you can get to it. Now, if anybody tried to get up there, I think the court officers, the House court officers would quickly bring you to justice and not allow that sacred cod to be snatched again.
So last question for you, Steve Brown. Anything else like the sacred cod in the State House or in Massachusetts history that we should know about?
One of my favorite things, and this may have come up a couple of weeks ago when Charlie Baker did his lone walk out of the State House. It's the front doors of the State House, the front doors leading into Doric Hall. If you go up the granite steps, which are always locked now, this is an offshoot of 9/11. Security. They had to buckle down and only have a couple of public entrances to the State House. When I first started going there in the 80s, I can walk up Beacon Street. The gates to the front of the State House were open, and you could walk up the granite steps, but you couldn't go in the very front door. The front door right in the center. You had to go either off to the left or the right. Those doors were open, and you could go into the State House. Those doors. Into Doric Hall. The center doors are only opened when a governor is leaving the State House for the last time, like Charlie Baker did a couple of weeks ago, or if a visiting head of state comes, they will open the doors and the governor will go and greet them and bring them in through the main door.
All right, WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown there. Thank you, Steve.
That was fun.